بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصابته فاقة فأنزلها بالناس لم تسد فاقته ومن أنزلها بالله فيوشك الله فيوشك الله له برزق عاجل أو آجل رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Continuing with the hadith, the discussion we began yesterday, Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who is afflicted with poverty, some financial hardship. As we mentioned, when faced with difficulty and hardship, a person can either turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the objective behind whatever difficulty or challenge we face. We have to understand primarily Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, لَيُّصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That no harm, no difficulty, no sickness, no hardship, no affliction can befall any of you except that Allah has decreed it. Allah is the one that is in control. Allah has brought the halat and the condition upon us. Primarily for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa maulana. Allah is our maula. Allah is the only one that protects. Wa ala Allahi falyatawakkalil mu'minun. And Allah says, place your tawakkul and your trust upon Allah. Who will place his trust upon Allah? Al-mu'minun, the person of iman. So when one has to turn to anyone else or any entity besides Allah, this is indicative of the weakness of iman. And we find that from this we can understand why in so many ahadith there are such severe warnings about begging. Because this hand is supposed to be stretched out only to Allah. And when a person has to beg, then he is turning to the makhluk. He's turning to other entities besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says many places in the Quran, for example, Ya ayyuhan nas duriba mathal fastami'u lah. Innal ladhina tad'una min dunillah lan yakhluqu dhubaban wa law ijtama'u lah. Wa yaslubuhum adh-dhubabu shay'an la yastanqidhuhu min. Dha'ufa at-talib wal matlub. Allah says, O people, we are presenting before you a parable or an example, duriba mathal. And this parable or example is so important, fastami'u lah. Allah says, listen very carefully to this. Quran is ajeeb. If somebody has to say to you, listen, I'm giving you an example, that is sufficient, then the example is presented. Allah doesn't just say that. Allah says, duriba mathal, an example is being expounded and presented to you. And then this is so important for you. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَا. Now listen to this. Listen carefully. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Any entity that you will turn to at your hour of need besides Allah, whoever it may be, whatever that entity may be, whether it's your bank manager, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's your friend, whoever you turn to, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Besides Allah, لَيْ يَخْلُقُ ذُبَابًا. Allah says, what is wrong with your aql, with your intelligence? That entity cannot, will not be able to create even a fly. Such a tiny makhluk of Allah, such an insignificant makhluk of Allah. Khaliq is Allah. Qadir-i Mutlaq is Allah. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَيْ يَخْلُقُ ذُبَابًا. Whoever you will turn to besides Allah cannot create even a fly. This was revealed 14 centuries ago. Scientific technological advancement has, over this period of time, progressed leaps and bounds exponentially. Yet what was relevant 14 centuries ago is still relevant today, where Allah says, with all their science, with all their technology, with all their quantum physics, with all their assimilation of information, they will not be able to create even one fly. And Allah says, not just, they will not just be, unable to create a fly. Wala wajtama'ula. Even if they pool their resources, all the scientists of the world get together, they will not be able to create even one fly. And then Allah goes on, wa yaslubhumu dhubabu shay'an la yastanqidhuhu min. If the fly takes something from them, like a fly settles sometimes in a glass of water or in someone's food and then it flies away. Allah says the scientific and technological advancement of the world put together, pooling their resources, will not be able to retrieve back from the fly what it took from them. Da'ufa talibu al-matlub. Da'ufa talibu al-matlub. The one who is asking and the one from whom is asked, both are weak. Ma qadarullaha haqqa qadri. You have not appreciated who is Allah. Elsewhere Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِي مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِتْمِيرٍ إِن تَدْعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاءَكُمْ وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَا اسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِي. Any entity besides Allah that you will stretch your hand out to, Allah says, مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِتْمِيرٍ. What is qitmir? I mentioned this previously. Sometimes Ramadan Sharif, you're hungry at the time of iftar, you eat a date, then you suck on the seed of the date. Suck harder, the peel of the date comes off. In Arabic, that peel, that thin film that covers the seed of the date is called qitmir. Allah says, all the armies and technologies of this world put together that you will turn to besides Allah, they don't even own the peel. They don't even own that film that is covering the seed of the date. Forget the date. Forget the seed. They don't even own that film that is covering the seed of the date. In tad'uhum la yasma'u du'akum. Allah says, if you beg from them also, they will not hear you. Walau sami'u mastajabu lakum. And even if they hear you, they will not be able to respond to you. My respected brothers, halat and conditions come in this world, whether it's coronavirus, whether it's sickness, whatever it may be. Halat and conditions are there for us to turn to Allah. For us to beg before Allah, for us to cry before Allah. And once a person turns to any other entity besides Allah, like we find in this hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ explains Allah's sunnat. This hadith is very short, but it is very, very important for us to understand the subject matter and for us to appreciate the ramifications of what is being told to us in this hadith. Rasulullah ﷺ says, if a financial difficulty befalls you, and you place your difficulty before the people, that difficulty will never be removed. Allah will condemn you to perpetual poverty as long as you will turn to any entity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if you will turn to Allah, وَمَنْ أَنزَلَهَا بِاللَّهِ, then it doesn't mean that immediately the difficulty will be removed. But you have succeeded. You have succeeded. Allah gave the halat, the condition came from Allah. You turn back to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ says, Allah will solve your difficulty. If it's a financial difficulty, the risk and sustenance will come from Allah. Ajilin or ajilin. Either immediately it will come or later on it will come. But in every event you have succeeded. Why? Because the objective behind the halat and condition is for you to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahab bin Munabbah, rahimahullah, it's mentioned about him that there was one person who used to call upon the kings. In other words, call upon the ruling classes and beg and ask from them. So one day he addressed this person and he said, Wayhak, ta'ti man yagliqu babahu anka wa yuwari ghinahu. He says, what is wrong with you? Why are you turning to those who close their doors upon you? And not just close the doors upon you. The more wealthy a person is, when a person begs, what does he do? He conceals his wealth. Nobody tells a beggar how rich he is. Why? Because this man is going to ask for more. So he says, you are turning towards those who close their doors upon you and they conceal their wealth from you. وَتَّدَعُ مَنْ يَفْتَحُ لَكَ بَابَهُ نِصْفَ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَ النَّهَارِ وَتُظْهِرْ لَكَ غِنَاهُ. And you have abandoned the one who has opened up his door to you. You have abandoned the one who has opened up his door to you day and night. Day and night, if we consider, my respected brothers, every second, how many treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being spent upon us. This air that we are breathing, this air that we are breathing in the face of this current pandemic, try and put a price tag on this. First world countries like America, we find that they are rationing oxygen now for their patients. Such is the level, the extent of the harm that has been caused with the pandemic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the time we entered into the world, that first cry of the child when the lungs opened up. Imagine if we had to pay for the oxygen that we are breathing. How many ni'mats and bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with at any given moment. So He says that you have abandoned the one whose doors are open to you day and night, and He has revealed the extent of His treasures upon you. Allah is waiting for us to turn towards Him. So coming back to the subject matter of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man asabathu faqatun fa anzalaha bin nas." That person who is faced with, afflicted with a financial difficulty or hardship, and he turns to the people, his difficulty will never be removed. However, on the other hand, if he will place it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him rizq and sustenance, either immediately or later on. Ulama-i-kiram explain a daqiq meaning of this hadith, a very technical meaning of this hadith. They say that the hadith also warns that a person who asks from people for little things, if you get into the habit of asking from people for little things, then soon the same person for major things will turn towards people, causing him to overlook Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. Such a person will remain a beggar for his entire life, because he has not recognized Allah, who is the supreme provider. We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnat. Allah is ghani. Allah is totally and completely independent. And Allah's shan of istighnaiyat demands this. That any entity besides Allah that you turn to, Allah will hand you over to that entity. You haven't turned to Allah, ana aghna shuraka, yani shirk. You have ascribed partners with Allah. Allah says, I am independent of all partners. Turn to anyone besides Allah and we will hand you over to that entity. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah protect us, will abandon us in our hour of need. However, if we will turn to Allah, what does Quran tell us? وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. The one who places his trust upon Allah, Allah will become sufficient for him. And Allah is the one, and Allah ta'ala will fulfill whatever his need or his condition is. So very, very important, my respected brothers, each one of us has to analyze and look within ourselves. Halat and conditions are coming all the time. The primary and the fundamental test is in every condition, turn to Allah. As I mentioned yesterday, today unfortunately we are living in a culture of fear. Running helter-skelter in different... Almost every day you meet somebody. You know, I met this doctor. Or person. Just yesterday someone said, I went to the doctor and the doctor said, the moment you get in your house, take out all your clothes and run into the bathroom. Because this thing can catch you from any direction. We are running from in so many different directions from a perceived enemy which we can't even see. The sabak and the lesson we have to learn is, where is the protection? We can utilize all these means, no problem. But the primary protection is with Allah. Increase the mayar of your du'as. Wallah, my respected brothers, in the face of this pandemic, if we haven't increased our du'as, if we haven't increased turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you haven't increased frequenting the masjid and begging and crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my respected brothers, let us ask ourselves, what more are we asking for? Allah protect us, are we asking for an even greater hardship? When are we going to turn to Allah? If we are not going to turn to Allah now, Allah give us to fix one.